702.
Bruce is on the Money Show.
Well, by now you would have seen Ronaldo shifting bottles of Coke out of the picture at a UEFA press conference and encouraging everybody to drink agua, to drink water instead. UEFA warning teams they could be fined if they move any more drinks at these Euro 2020 news conferences. And it's an interesting conundrum because the sponsors, of course, help to pay the extraordinary fees that professional sports people are paid. But at some point, those professionals are going to feel very powerful and motivated themselves to push back against brands whose values they don't agree with. And it's curious to see if anybody will dare follow Ronaldo or whether it becomes a one-hit wonder, whether Ronaldo himself does it again. And I suppose another part of that particular conundrum, would brands be willing to risk their reputation at the next Ronaldo press conference, I wonder? Fascinating times in the world of brands and branding as the people who are their major mascots push back. Well, new draft regulations around data and cloud policy are causing concern. Government says it's trying to strengthen the capacity of the state to deliver services to its citizens. And one of the key factors there is it wants to create a new state-owned enterprise called the State Digital Infrastructure Company. Now, the words state and infrastructure have become a bit of a misnomer in recent years. The state has been far from anywhere adequate in doing this sort of thing. Stephen Ambrose, Managing Director of Advance Intelligence, is with us on the line to us from Johannesburg. Hasn't government tried to create some sort of central data business in the past, Stephen? I've got a vague recollection from about 15 years ago. There was something with a fancy name that's a precursor to this.
The government's great at coming up with fancy names, but the simple fact is, I think you hit the nail on the head there. The real truth is, the government seems to be stuck in the past. They seem to be stuck in the mentality that if you can't touch it, you can't see it, you can't control it, it's not safe. Craziness, things that have long since in this modern world we live in of always on, always connected, massive cloud computing. Those concepts just make zero sense. I mean, the simple fact is this. The United States government have contracted with Microsoft to host their various data centers and everything. And if the United States government is comfortable with that and they have no intention of building their own infrastructure, why would a small country with limited resources even think of doing such a thing?
Because it's the fourth industrial revolution. I mean, I haven't heard that phrase, thankfully, used for a long time.
True,
but I mean,
true.
Before COVID, we were going to lead the world in fourth industrial revolution, it seemed. Not that anybody seemed to really understand what it was, what it meant, or the amount of human effort it took to actually make it work. But I mean, the state really is so keen to be involved, and I can't see that it's got the capacity to even begin to do this.
It's, you know, there are two huge issues around this. One is the sheer financial investment that's needed. A tier four data center of the scale that they're talking about will cost anything between 10 and 20 billion rands, depending on the bits and pieces they put together. That's just the infrastructure. Without the power, they'd have to set up power plants for another 10 or 20 billion rand. And when I mention power, everyone in the country is probably going, oh, yeah, power. Just that and the backup to the power and everything else that goes along with it. So we're talking about investments that are bigger than the money they poured into SAA, bigger than budgets of entire departments. So that's the first problem. The second problem that they will have is that the expertise to construct these data centers and fill them with equipment is extremely expensive and extremely rare. It does not exist in this country. And they're talking that all these things have to adhere to the BEE rules. It's going to be an incredible endeavor to ever pull it off. And here's the kicker. Once the system's up and working and running, every 3 years you need to replace all the hardware inside, because that's the lifespan of these pieces of equipment. So every 3 years, apart from the running costs, which is billions, every 3 years they have to pull out everything and put in new stuff. So it's just something that makes zero sense when there are companies of scale that do it so well. And in fact, Microsoft have data centers in South Africa. Google has data centers in South Africa. So it just makes no sense. There's easier ways to secure your data, ensure data sovereignty.
Yeah, our government makes a habit out of wanting to be a poacher and gamekeeper and every other role player and at the same time. And it seldom covers, hold on, no, it hasn't covered itself in glory yet in any of these endeavors. What happens if they do try? I can't see them getting to the point where they do try, but if they do try and they fail, what is the consequence? I mean, this is the equivalent, I guess, of load shedding for 8 weeks.
Let's put it this way. When last we were in Home Affairs, that absolutely the computer worked like in the movies instantly and was actually on at any point in time, any length of time. In a modern world where e-services become the only way that you can deliver anything to your citizens, where your citizens can do anything, your banking and anything, imagine a situation if, one, the data is all centralized and there's a fault and it goes down or is lost, you're finished. You could essentially collapse the country. The ramifications of getting this wrong are so fundamental to the modern state that it's unthinkable. I mean, it's just absolutely unthinkable that you could have a country without proper, properly worked out data and computing infrastructure.
So what should the law be saying? What should the regulation be saying, Stephen? Outsource it to imperialists? I mean, what is the correct approach for us to follow?
Politically, we're in a strange place. There's definitely a back off against using any Western mass technology and things like that. There seems to be an antipathy towards all these various platforms and providers. And unfortunately, there's just no way that anybody, any country can compete with the scale and the expertise that resides in these type of companies. But they're missing the point entirely. The fact is the data is what counts. The service is what counts. And if that stuff is properly secure, properly backed up, properly distributed across a number of separate data centers, it is always safe. It is always under their control. And happy citizens make for a growing economy, and a growing economy makes for happy citizens. I mean, it's not rocket science.
Could Huawei do this kind of service? Because as I recall, our government and Huawei were cozying up very, very strongly ahead of COVID.
Absolutely. But I have only one comment there. Then we'd have a full backup of everything in China.
Well, at least you've got a backup in a place where there's electricity. I mean, look at the upside on this stuff, Stephen. But thank you very much. Stephen Ambrose, who is Advanced Intelligence, laughing. I don't think it's worth laughing at, frankly. It's quite scary. Advanced Intelligence Managing Director, Stephen Ambrose. What gives you a guarantee that one of the other global multinationals wouldn't do the same? I don't know the answer to that question. But Stephen Ambrose, thank you for your contribution to this evening's Money Show.